We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to another For Liberty's Sake. Thank you so much for joining me. And welcome all of you on frankspeech.com. Welcome to my live broadcast here. I'm on Monday through Friday, typically 4 o'clock out here in California. Running a little bit behind today because of trying to merge all these different things together. But For Liberty's Sake, it is to provide information for you, stories and videos and things like that that can help you stay engaged in the culture and make sure that you're not losing your liberties, because that is the attack we're under. Again, my name is Eric Thompson. If you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at Eric, E-R-I-C, at forliberties.com. That's Eric at forliberties.com. Or join me on my social media platforms. I own two of them. I own magabook.com and twelet.com. And meet me over there, magabook.com, twelet.com. Today, obviously, we have to go over the Biden-Afghanistan fiasco, disaster, whatever you want to call it, but it's a lot more complex than what you may have been hearing in the news, because the news is generally all about profit, right? The stories you're going to hear about keep you upset, keep you nervous, keep you on your seat's edge, you know, okay, what happened this hour? Did someone fall off an airplane? And they need you to be watching the news all day, because that's how they make their money on advertising. What happened is, after 20 years, and in spite of Joe Biden's security team's recommendations, Joe Biden decided, we're leaving Afghanistan. I don't care about the people. I don't care what happens. I'm going to bed. That's really what happened. If you want to drill down a little bit, which we will during this one-hour podcast, does Joe and Hunter and other people in their network have anything to gain by Russia and China immediately jumping in bed with Afghanistan? Is it possible the big guy is going to benefit somehow by China being able to help Afghanistan as they mine their natural resources and help them build out infrastructure? But we'll talk about that today. Let's kick this off with, this is a video from CNN. Obviously, far left, anti-Trump, anti-anything that makes, they're against anything that makes Joe Biden not look so good. But them and other progressive outlets have had a problem with the way this is all going down, and I'll explain that a little bit as we go along. Here's a video from CNN, chaos and gunfire at Kabul airport as Taliban take over the city.
Gunfire rang out earlier as crowds raced to catch a flight at the airport, and this scene appears to be on the tarmac. CNN cannot independently verify it, but video shows masses of people scrambling up a gangplank to get on board a plane. The US Embassy is even warning Americans not to go to the airport, and that's despite all embassy staff being evacuated there. The US said earlier the airport perimeter and air traffic control were being secured by U.S. troops. Meanwhile, the Taliban are setting up shop in Kabul. Ousted President Ashraf Ghani has fled the country, and video from Al Jazeera shows heavily armed Taliban fighters in the presidential palace. They've asked their old enemies, the U.S., to trust them and say a future government will include non-Taliban Afghans. But many, including Afghans who worked for the U.S., fear Taliban reprisals.
Of course, they should fear that, because that is how That is how things roll over in Afghanistan. 20 years ago, approximately, we got over there, and George W. Bush took us over there because of 9/11, and we were going to hunt down al-Qaeda and make sure the Taliban would have little influence in keeping us from finding the people that we thought were responsible for 9/11, and that was the whole purpose. And then over the next couple decades, well, we're here, and we're still looking for the bad guys. Okay, well, now, you know, we just can't leave these people. And then, well, now we got to make sure that the groups in that are helping the women get educated and the young girls and everything else and trying to make them modern, we can't leave that now. Well, when President Trump got in office, he said we cannot have endless wars. So then about a little over a year ago, they scheduled for the United States to leave Afghanistan. And Biden gets in office, and then he's told, okay, May 15th or so, you have to leave Afghanistan since you guys are taking over. And it's like, okay, well, fine. And then as they got closer, they're like, well, we got to push it back. Now, here is something that's going to be interesting to you, I think. It is to me. When Joe Biden was running, they went and pulled him out of retirement. He was staring aimlessly out his window, you know, out over the ocean in Delaware, and was just kind of clueless and, you know, aging not too well, as we all know. And then they're like, we need someone who can be a puppet for Barack Obama. Hey, Joe, would you please be our candidate?
Well, I guess I could do that, but I didn't promise my son.
Okay, now look in the camera, Joe, and try to tell people that you're going to be running for president.
Hi, I'm Joe, and I'm running for president.
Oh, and the Democrats are like, woohoo, Joe. Joe's so nice. Joe is quiet. Joe is a... He has experience, and he's going to be able to restore Washington, D.C. back to normal politics. We just can't have those mean tweets anymore. We got to have somebody that will work with the establishment. But if you know Joe Biden, if you've tracked politics at all since the 70s forward, Joe Biden has always been a bumbling idiot. Joe Biden has always partnered with Klan members. Joe Biden has always been about Joe Biden. Joe's not the sharpest tack in the box or the sharpest knife in the drawer. And Joe's known for being just kind of a hot-tempered, looks at the girls a little bit too much, and really not effective as a legislator. And Gates, who was a former Department of Defense, we'll get to him, but he basically said that, you know, I don't mind Joe. This is a couple years ago, but Joe's just never right. He's never right on foreign policy issues and decisions. Well, guess who had to make the decision to pull out of Afghanistan? A guy that people know is a bumbling idiot, a guy who people know is losing his mental cognitive abilities, a guy that has a big ego, a guy that doesn't listen to people, and you're gonna hear in his voice a guy who doesn't care about the people. He doesn't care what he's leaving behind in Afghanistan, because he's going to stick by his decision, and we're not going to stay there, and I'm going back to vacation. Joe Biden. Here's some pictures and an article from Gateway Pundit. And this one is really, I think, telling. When you start to see that people were willing to jump on airplanes, fleeing, they were trying to leave and fly out of Afghanistan. So think about it. you know, you hear the rumblings that the United States is probably going to leave. And then you're like, man, if they leave, I am so toast because I've been translating for them. I've been a contractor for them. And I know the Quran says the Sharia interpretation that people that work or help the infidels are apostates and they need to be killed or punished and the women sold into slavery or whatever. So people are like, okay. And then they find out, hey, they're actually moving people out of the embassy, getting ready to close it up, and they're out of here. And then you see the run on the airport, like, I can't stay here. Well, some people, and I don't know what happens. Maybe it's like they've lost their awareness, so they're so scared that they're willing to do something that has a very high probability of leading to death, but they don't think they have another option. Like if you remember the people jumping out of the 9/11 buildings when the fire was getting close to them, they're like, well, I don't have any other choice. Well, these people in Afghanistan, or some of them that you saw them jumping all over trying to get on the airplane, they actually jumped on the airplane, tried to hold on as it took off. I say, here's some gateway pundit from Jim Hoft. Joe Biden, Saigon, Afghans fall from plane fleeing Kabul airport. Crowds at airport worse than withdraw from Vietnam. You can see the pictures here. If you're on the podcast, it's a C-5, which is a big military airport transport plane, and there's people falling off of the plane because the plane took off, and they tried to hold on outside the plane, and there's pictures of them falling. Here's a picture, too, again, of them trying to get up into the airplane. They are climbing on each other, hanging on for dear life. But this article, this is from CNBC. But it says, Afghanistan's new de facto leader, Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, has issued a congratulatory message to his fellow Taliban on the declaration of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. We have achieved an unexpected victory, he said. Now is the time to test to show how we can serve our people and ensure their future in the best possible way. Baradar also announced that he has been appointed leader by the Taliban and will be taking control of the government. Here's video of the moment when several people in Afghanistan fell from a plane because they were stuck to the tire of the plane. And why? Why did and how did they get to this? Because Biden, regardless of what his security team told him, that the people aren't ready, the country's not ready for us to leave. Now, I, as somebody who did not want us in Afghanistan for this long, I understand that. But what's very obvious is that the country was not prepared and the leadership was not vetted to make sure that once we actually left, they would stay the course, their military, that the general, which I'm going to show you, guaranteed would not roll over for the Taliban. The lack of actually setting up people for success and people that you knew for sure would not let their people go into chaos is mind-boggling. And I said, I don't think Joe Biden cares, and I think there's actually a darker side to it, that Joe's friends, China and Russia, immediately contacted the Taliban and are putting their arms around them and saying, let's work together on this. Oh boy, oh boy. So when we get back, I'm going to go over what was the setting right before everybody freaked out. And then we'll get to Joe finally woke up, came off vacation for a few hours to tell everybody he's the boss, he's the man, don't question him. See you later. I'm not answering any questions. So thanks again for watching. This is For Liberty's Sake. I'll be right back.
looks like you're not sleeping well.
Yeah, how did you know? Hey, Megan!
What? Hey, you're that guy!
The MyPillow guy!
That's right, and I'm here to help you get the best sleep of your lives.
Oh, you have a down pillow. Here's the problem with down pillows. You lay there, you feel comfortable, and guess what? It goes down, and you got one bent neck. So this pillow's no good, and I see you sleeping on memory foam.
Right.
Well, I'll show you what's wrong with that idea.
Okay.
Sleep's all about too high or too low, and I'm going to show you where your comfort level would be.
So, you know, that feels better.
Right, that's better, but I'm not going to sit and hold this all day. So every morning you're getting up like, you know, it's not good.
You're sleeping better.
Much better.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Name one time in history where the people who banned books, media, and opinions were the good guys. Hi, I'm Eric. I'm the world's youngest Bitcoin millionaire. I made it in Silicon Valley, and I've accomplished a lot in my life already. But now, I'm leaving big tech to fight for free speech. Because the big tech overlords are violating your privacy, censoring your speech, and I think that's so wrong. That's why I created the Freedom Phone and its uncensorable app store. Everyone is complaining about big tech censorship, but no one is doing anything about it. They say, build your own phone. So I did. Freedom Phone truly is the best phone in the world. It does everything your current phone does, except censor you and spy on you. With the Freedom Phone, your freedom of speech is our number one priority. That's why we built our own app store that is completely uncensored. If an app you love has been banned from the mainstream app stores, you can still download it on ours, because we don't ban apps, period. And we've developed the first operating system based on your free speech. There's no app tracking, no keyboard tracking, and no location tracking, because I believe in your security. How do we ensure you're being protected? Say hello to Trust. Trust is our privacy guard. It's designed to warn you whenever an app or a website is tracking you and gives you the option to stop it. Your data, your rules. That's our motto. The Freedom Phone is comparable to the best smartphones on the market. It has an edge-to-edge screen, a super fast processor, and multiple cameras. And your SIM card transfers into the Freedom Phone seamlessly. Big tech companies hold a monopoly on public communication and the dissemination of information, and they are abusing that power. Nobody elected Mark or Jack to be the arbiters of truth in America, yet they still thought it was okay to ban a sitting president from their platforms. If they censor a president, they will censor anyone. Imagine if Mark Zuckerberg censored MLK or Abraham Lincoln. The course of history would have been altered forever. Out of all the constitutional amendments, there's a reason why the founding fathers made the right to free speech the very first. I believe you have a voice that deserves to be heard without being censored. Protect yourself from big tech censorship. Let your voice be heard. Live free with the Freedom Phone.
Hey, thanks so much for staying with me. For you saw that over there at MyPillow, my promo code here on frankspeech.com is FLS. For Liberty's Sake, FLS. Obviously, save up to 66% by getting some of Mike's great stuff over at MyPillow.com. Also, check out FreedomPhone.com. If you want to break free from big tech, FreedomPhone.com. Use my promo code SAVE. All right, let's jump in here. What happened? What's going on over there in Afghanistan since everybody realized and that we were taking off and took off, and the Taliban is now running everything? A couple years ago, they asked Gates, who was the Secretary of Defense under Obama, what do you think of Joe? What do you think of Joe Biden? You think he could be a good, you know, president? And here's what Gates said. And this is from Real Politics. Gates stands by his statement that Biden has been wrong on nearly every foreign policy question. This is from May 13, 2019, Face the Nation.
And so on.
I was rereading your memoir,
before we sat down to talk, and you said in your memoir, Joe Biden is impossible not to like. Quote, he's a man of integrity, incapable of hiding what he really thinks, and one of those rare people you know you could turn to for help in a personal crisis. Still, I think he's been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. Would he be an effective commander-in-chief?
I don't know. I think I stand by that statement. He and I agreed on some key issues in the Obama administration. We disagreed significantly on Afghanistan and some other issues. I think.
Want to stop it there. So even back when Obama was in about the increasing the troop surge in Afghanistan, Joe was wrong back then. So what's happening right now is not unexpected if you look at history.
I think that the vice president had some issues with the military. So how he would get along with the senior military and what that relationship would be, I think it would depend on the personalities at the time.
He's a peer of yours. He's about a year older.
Yes.
You think he's right for this moment?
I think I'm pretty busy and pretty active, but I think having a president who is somebody our age or older.
Now, it doesn't really matter what the age is. The fact is, Joe has always been wrong when it comes to about everything, and especially when it comes to should we get bin Laden, should we not get bin Laden, should there be a troop surge in Afghanistan, should there not, on and on and on. He's known for being a bumbling idiot. Now you take into account he's becoming senile, and it looks like he's a puppet of O'Biden. The O'Biden administration, Biden, Obama controlling O'Biden, and that's why a lot of the policies that Joe's been pushing have been just continuations of what Barack wanted to get done when he was in. So here is one of the generals that had Biden's ear, which helped Biden to make the wrong decision. Now, this guy here, this general, he's been kind of the social justice general. He's been the one that's been pushing transgenderism in the military. He's the one that's saying that people that love America really need to be rooted out, etc. So it's General Mark Milley. He 4 weeks ago said, you know, the Afghanistan's military and the current government, they're able to prevent the Taliban from taking over. And this was only 4 weeks ago. So when you see Joe screwing this up, I guess I have to give Joe a little bit of way out, because one of the generals that was giving him advice, clueless, because the guy is so focused on social justice that he's not actually keeping track of what's going on with people that we need to keep track of. This is from Jim Hoft, Gateway Pundit. Back on July 21st, anti-Trumper General Mark Milley was touting the Afghanistan government's ability to prevent a Taliban takeover of the country. But less than 4 weeks later, the Taliban is in complete control of the country. Milley never saw it coming. He was more focused on white rage and diversity exercises. And here is a tweet from Mark Goetz, and let me make sure that we can hear the volume on this one, because I don't want you to miss. I want you to hear out of his own mouth here. Here we go. I'll bring up Milley. Okay, here is Milley himself.
The forces here are key to achieving the five ongoing tasks that the Secretary laid out in his comments. A major component of sustaining a robust diplomatic presence in Kabul is to maintain a functioning and secure airport in Kabul. So we continue to dedicate our security resources to that.
Well, the airport's been taken over, so not working out too good.
To secure the embassy, to secure the international zone, and to secure HKIA, the international airport in Kabul. For our diplomats, our personnel, and our continued support to the government of Afghanistan. The Afghan security forces have the capacity to sufficiently fight and defend their country. And we will continue to support the Afghan security forces where necessary, in accordance with the guidance from the President and the Secretary of Defense. The future of Afghanistan is squarely in the hands of the Afghan people. And there are a range of possible outcomes in Afghanistan. And I want to emphasize repeatedly, and I've said this before, a negative outcome, a Taliban automatic military takeover, is not a foregone conclusion.
General Milley declares that the Afghanistan security forces, who we will now continue to fund, presumably forever, have the capacity to fight and defend their country. And we will continue.
Well, they may have had the capacity. They may have had the resources. They may have had the helicopters and the money and all of the infrastructure that we've spent. And that is the frustrating thing about this. 20 years, $1 trillion, they've been given everything possible to succeed. But they didn't. The leadership, from what we can see, didn't care about the people. The president took off, president of Afghanistan, when he realized that they were going to lose quickly, he loads up the helicopter with reports are coming out with a bunch of cash and resources and some of his entourage in the cars, and they just bailed immediately. And then we're coming to find out that some of the generals and leaders of the military divisions took a payoff, and their people rolled over. So my question is, why didn't we know for sure, do our own due diligence to verify that their government and their military leaders would not roll over and bail on the people? I mean, it's like, okay, we're going to build a $1 trillion city, and there's kind of a mayor, and there's kind of some police, and there's some bad people we know want to come in immediately, and we've got things working. Don't you think you would really verify, really know for sure, and then leave some people to make sure that as you're leaving, that people, that American citizens can leave safely, and you can slowly merge out, because then you're verifying that the people in power are not going to bail, that they're actually going to stay the course, and that the Americans and the Afghanis that helped us are not going to get taken out. That would be what logical people would do. That is what leaders would do. That is what people will do, and what should have been done if they cared about the Afghani people. I didn't want us in the country. I basically never wanted us in the country. I'm glad we're leaving, but the way that Biden screwed this up, it's immeasurable. And I'm not the only one saying it. The liberals are saying it. CNN, all of these progressive Axios and all of the Daily Beast, they're also saying, what a disaster. What a huge disaster. Here's a Daily Mail. Here's a summary of what happened. 8 dead in Kabul airport, chaos. Evacuation flights halted after U.S. soldiers shoot dead 2 armed Afghans while 3 are run over by taxiing jets and 2 more and more plunge into their deaths from the fuselage. U.S. troops are defending the airport in Afghanistan from Taliban fighters who are fast encroaching. The troops killed 2 of them. So there's a few military there. They're all pinned in on the airport. And they had to stop the evacuation flights because they do not have control of the runways. They do not have control of basically most of the airport. State Department isn't confirming how many American citizens are still there. There's 30,000 Afghan refugees are expecting to somehow get out of there to Wisconsin and Texas. And Biden has been silent. And the UN says the Taliban have started targeted killings after promising not to breach human rights. So there you go. To make sure that people are disciplined for and to set make examples of people in the community, they're already going door to door looking for people that have been known to help the evil people from the West, the infidels, and then they're killing them. They're going to be killing more in the streets and everything else. And it's all over the place. So there's TikTok videos. There's videos of women saying, we have no hope. We've been left. Now we're in trouble because we got educated and we can't get out of here. And so when we get back from the break, we're going to go over Joe finally speaks. All right. Joe, who went on vacation in the midst of all this, who didn't say anything for the last 24 to 36 hours while the world's going, Joe, we know you're not really here most of the time, but you are sitting in, you're occupying the presidency. You're supposed to be speaking as a chief executive officer. You're supposed to be communicating with us, and because you have a problem doing that, that is why there is a underflow of a call of the 25th Amendment to be executed to remove you, because you can't do the job. But Joe finally memorized a speech, you know, or how to read the speech is a better way of saying it, on a teleprompter. So when we get back, we're going to get over Joe's, what did he say? Now that did he say, I feel terrible. We're going to do all we can for the Afghan people. And I screwed up and I can do better and we can do better. No, he said exactly the opposite. So thank you again for watching. I'll be right back. Clean Slate Tax and your tax mess. Clean Slate Tax is a tax relief company that helps alleviate tax debts. Tax relief, tax credit, deduction, small businesses, we do it all. Find out if you're eligible for tax debt relief. Call Clean Slate Tax today at 888-839-6139. That's 888-839-6139.
Sue and Joe are two hardworking entrepreneurs. But recently, business has been slow. The idea of launching an online store has crossed their minds, but the thought of designing, building, and managing an e-commerce website is a bit overwhelming. Luckily, Sue recently heard about ShopToTheRight.com, a new website where she can list and sell her products without the hassle of maintaining her own website. Best of all, ShopToTheRight already has shoppers ready to buy her products. ShopToTheRight.com is dedicated to connecting freedom-loving Americans and business owners. Learn more today at ShopToTheRight.com.
Looks like you're not sleeping well.
Yeah, how did you know? Hey, Megan!
What? Hey, you're that guy!
The MyPillow guy!
That's right, and I'm here to help you get the best sleep of your lives.
Oh, you have a down pillow. Here's the problem with down pillows. You lay there, you feel comfortable, and guess what? It goes down, and you got one bent neck. So this pillow's no good, and I see you sleeping on memory foam.
Right.
Well, I'll show you what's wrong with that idea.
Okay.
Sleep's all about too high or too low, and I'm going to show you where your comfort level would be.
So, you know, that feels better.
Right, that's better, but I'm not going to sit and hold this all day. So every morning you're getting up like, it's not good. You're sleeping better.
Much better.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
All right, thank you again for staying with me. So let's march on here. Let's head back over to CNN, believe it or not. So, right, the call's growing. Where's Joe? Well, Joe was hiding at the time. So, but Joe has some of his surrogates out there. Okay, he's not disengaged completely, and he's really all around. He's talking to the Security Council, and he's active. But Christina Leyla has this over Gateway Pundit. Kabul fell yesterday. Where is the president? Good question. Here we go. It says, feeble Joe Biden still had not addressed the nation at the time. CNN is stunned that Biden, a man with dementia who has a 50-year record of failure and corruption, is overseeing a disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. And the Deputy National Security Advisor, Jonathan Finer, was sent out to do some damage control. And CNN's Brianna Kaler said, okay, well, where is the president?
Where is the president? You know, why isn't he communicating fulsomely to the American people?
The president has been deeply engaged in all of the policy conversations and in this situation as it evolves in real time. We have met with the president and his entire national security team daily, often multiple times a day. That's going to continue again today.
How about answer the question? Don't you love that? Okay, what would have happened with any other president, especially President Trump? He would have been out there within 4 hours on the news. I don't care if it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I just want to let you know about what's going on. We have these things in motion, and I know what's going on. So don't freak out. We're going to get through this as a nation. But no, Joe is sending out people, and normally the media gives a pass, right? Normally CNN is going to be like, okay, we know that Joe's great. We know Joe is competent, and we know Joe's probably working hard. So tell us, what is our supreme leader working on? But that's not what happens this time, because there is no excuse that Joe couldn't say something publicly, but instead sent out his surrogates.
The president has spoken to this issue a number of times in recent weeks.
John, totally different story than a few weeks ago, right? I mean, why isn't he out there now? Kabul fell yesterday. Where is the president?
Brianna, the president has spoken to this extensively, and I expect that he will speak to it again soon.
Soon, in the coming days, should we hear something from him today? Do you expect that? It seems like the moment demands that.
I'm not going to get ahead of both decision-making and announcements on this. All I can say at this point is that we expect the president again to address the American people on Afghanistan, and as soon as we have more to say about that, we will.
Okay, so...
blah, 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 blah. That was actually pretty absurd as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we're not going to give you a date, and he's going to speak to us again, but she just said, but he hasn't spoken to us once. Yeah, but he'll speak to us again. Okay, well, he finally came out today. And here's an article from Breitbart. We'll go over what Joe had to say. The easiest way that I can describe it is that Joe basically said, I'm here to address what's going on in Afghanistan. I can't be responsible for Afghanistan not wanting to fight for their own country. It's all Donald Trump's fault. He had a deadline set, and I had to keep the deadline. I mean, it's not as though I could have changed anything up, you know. And by the way, I'm the president, and I am going to stick with my decision, and you guys can just deal with it. Tap the podium, leave. No questions. Didn't take any softball questions. Gave out no sympathy, no empathy, no. I know it's terrible. There's people getting killed because of my actions. People jumping off airplanes, and even as his administration said later on that we're not going to prioritize Americans over Afghanis. So sorry, Americans, you don't get a priority on getting on the airplanes first, because we're not putting our citizens first. It's just like when you get on, you get on, just deal with it. And that's the feeling I got from Joe, that you guys can just stick it. I'm the man. From Breitbart, gaslighting. Joe Biden defends decision to leave Afghanistan, avoids explaining botched withdrawal. This is from Joel Pollack. President Joe Biden addressed the nation on Monday in the wake of the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan over the weekend, deciding or defending his decision to pull out U.S. troops out of the country, but failing to explain the chaotic departure. Quote, he said, I stand squarely behind my decision, unquote. Biden said, claiming his administration had, quote, planned for every contingency, including a sudden collapse of the country. He also noted, the truth is, this did unfold more quickly than we expected. That's his excuse.
Well, you know, I'm a straight shooter, and boy, it collapsed a lot faster than we expected. Well, wait a minute. Your general, Milley, said that, they
have the ability, the Afghanis, to defend themselves from the Taliban and fight them off.
Yeah, but you know, I can't make them fight, and so I made the decision, and I'm out of here.
So, I just try to picture yourself if you lived under that type of Sharia tyranny and you've been freed and you've been living, and then your government you can't don't really get access to, and the United States supposed to be coordinating all this, and instead of phasing out in a sensible way, they just leave, and then you have to realize you better get out of town before they come to your house and kill you. And that is why the world leaders, there's Washington, Wall Street Journal, there's all kinds of information out there about the world is unhappy with the United States, that we've lost credibility with a lot of the world. And that is frustrating. Not that I care so much about the world, but I mean, we do want to be respected, right? I mean, here's some tweets from R.A. Fletcher. Biden's performance now is so off the mark. Like Obama, Biden is creating a straw man. The issue isn't why we are leaving Afghanistan. The issue is why did we botch so badly how we're leaving? Sean Purnell, Biden is gaslighting America right now. This is not a debate over whether or not we should leave. After 20 years, we should. This is about the total disaster of a withdrawal. He was asleep at the wheel because of that, Americans are trapped and people are dying. Picture yourself an American at the airport. You know the Taliban are surrounding you and they're not bringing planes in right now, and you're waiting for 6,000 military troops to get back over there to try to get control of the airport before you die. When we had total control of everything, working with the existing Afghani government, and everything should have gone smoothly, but that's not how things work out. We had the we already spoke about that. He admitted it went it collapsed faster than he expected. Here's another here's an article from The Conversation. This is a pretty middle of the road publication, and they're looking at, and this is from the world's view, how Joe Biden failed the people of Afghanistan. Again, America first. Afghanistan has been a disaster. We needed to leave. But real quick, here is how they're looking at what Joe Biden is doing to the people of Afghanistan. How Biden failed the people of Afghanistan and tarnished U.S. credibility around the world. This is from a William Maley professor, Australian National University. In April 1961, months after JFK Jr. was inaugurated, his repudiation for expertise in foreign policy took a battering as a result of the Bay of Pigs fiasco. And then we get to, this is just history, when neophytes, when people who are not good at dealing, and presidents dealing with foreign policy crises. He said the collapse of Afghanistan that has flowed from the current president Biden's decision to proceed with a complete U.S. troop withdrawal is more than likely to be seen in his own Bay of Pigs moment. Some see it worse, akin to the Suez Crisis 1956. That was the British. But it keeps going on here. And this is what he's saying. This is how Australia and the world's looking at it. How did this happen? Afghans turning on themselves are already pinning the blame on now departed President Ghani. And Biden's defenders are sure to join the chorus. Well, it's not Biden's fault. It's the former president Ghani's fault. Well, Ghani's, he dominated. He made poor decisions, but yet the Americans should have. We should have known that the guy was a mess. What lies behind Biden's failures? On and on. And in the end, the world's looking at us going, well, United States is no longer the superpower because their leadership is bailing on allies. They're running up massive debt. Their general was more concerned about being woke than he was in preparing the nation for the Afghanis for our departure. And so the United States, just take us down a notch. Take us down a notch. So when I look at this, when I go, okay, and like I said, I'm trying to think the Joe Biden I know, not just with all these news articles on. Yes, it's bad. But look, these are things that kind of intrigue me. It's just happened, right? And yet the Biden administration said that they're open to working with the Taliban. What? They just took the nation from the allies, the people that we've been working with. Why so quickly are you getting in bed with the people that you know are going to go around killing people? Because I don't think Biden cares. And you can watch his speech. I didn't have time to cover all that, but you can watch it. But that basically, that's all he says. I'm here to tell you what's going on. And the Afghanis rolled over. That's not our fault. And Trump gave me a date, and we had to leave. And that's not my fault. It's actually Trump's fault. And I am the commander-in-chief, and you have to deal with it. And I don't have to answer to you. See you later. So as the people are in the airports, as the Americans are, and the Afghanis that want to get out are fearing for their lives, as we just saw people falling off airplanes, as we're getting reports of the girls saying that we have no hope, we've been abandoned, and the people knowing that people are going to be going door to door and killing their neighbors and people that help the Americans, here comes the good old USA, the diminished USA, according to the Australians. Here you go. From Breitbart. Mr. Blinken. Biden open to working with Taliban if it upholds the basic rights of its people. This is from Francis Martel. American Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on CNN interview that the Biden administration would work with and recognize a Taliban government in Afghanistan that respects women and doesn't harbor terrorists. Do you think there's any chance in the world this is going to happen? No. And for a logical person, you're like, well, they've never done that. They've always harbored terrorists, and they've always mistreated women. So you can disregard the whole position from him. In other words, our government cannot work with the Taliban because they're not going to respect their women, their people with their own sexual preferences, and they're not going to except people that are not Muslim. So why Blinken would go out there and make that statement is lunacy. But he said, well, Blinken appeared on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday morning as the news broke that Ghani had fled and Taliban fighters would take the streets of Kabul. But only Taliban leaders insisted to prevent looting and robbery. So Tapper asked Blinken, in the context of the Communist Party of China extending Beijing's friendship to the new Taliban government, if a situation existed in which the Biden administration would accept the legitimacy of the Taliban government in Kabul. Quote, a future Afghan government that upholds the basic rights of its people and that doesn't harbor terrorists is a government that we could work with and recognize. Now let's go back. Tapper asked him, the Communist Party of China is already extending Beijing's friendship to the new Taliban government. Joe Biden likes China. Joe Biden's son has made a lot of money off of China. And there's, according to Hunter's laptop, the big guy, Joe made money from China in those business dealings illegally. Joe Biden has pulled off most of the sanctions on China. Joe Biden said that a growing China is not a threat. It's a good thing for the world and to the United States. So China immediately extended their arm to the Taliban. Who else did? Russia. From the Daily Beast, Russia is enjoying America's failure and they're cozying up to the Taliban. This is a far lefty publication. They're saying here that the Taliban made all the relevant promises to us. Let's hope they will be fulfilled. The Russian ambassador to Kabul said on Monday. So let's tie this all together here. We're in Afghanistan 20 years. President Trump said we cannot have endless wars. They set up a date. Our military was strong. America was respected. And the right people were in place, including Secretary of State Pompeo. Joe Biden gets in the White House one way or another, and his people are weak. They're clueless. His generals are worrying about putting transgenders in the military. I'm going after white people, nationalists, and really targeting critical race theory issues and white privilege, etc., and trying to phase out all of the white extremists that they're saying out of the military. And while he's doing that, they're not really focusing on, you know, we have a date coming up with a departure out of Afghanistan, and this leader, he seems to be kind of incompetent, makes a lot of bad decisions, and the military generals, are we really comfortable with them? And okay, well, we better make sure that as we're phasing out, we're keeping people around these main powerful people in the country so we don't leave the average person in Afghanistan out to dry. And let's do it systematically. And Biden goes, nope, pull them all out, close everything. The people freak out. They're running around. They don't know what to do. And the generals roll over and the president takes off and the Taliban's now in control. Bam, bam, bam. Joe comes out of his sleep. Says, I'm the boss, leave me alone, it's not my fault that this happened, and he's going back, and in the meantime, China is buddying up with the Taliban, Russia is saying, hey, we've been having conversations with them, this new Taliban leadership needs to keep their promises, and the Biden administration says, well, we will recognize them and work with them as long as they're nice to women. We gave Iran a chunk of money as they kill homosexuals, and they're not nice. The actual fundamentalists in their country are not nice to the women. And it's in the end, I'm seeing it, that the Great Reset, everything that's going on, it's about power. It's about putting people under authority. It's about expanded tyranny, and it's about trying to keep people scared through COVID and everything else. On top of that, you have Joe, who's narcissistic, senile, never been right on foreign policy issues, has a terrible administration. And when it all comes onto him, he says, deal with it. I am the president. And that is what the United States has to deal with, as the world has now confirmation that our government is not trustworthy under with Biden in office, that we're incompetent, that we have no compassion for people, and we are hypocrites to the max. And this is why, as we're working towards 22 and 24, we need to keep reminding people that we've got to get back law and order. We have to put people in power, in positions of authority, a better way of saying it, because I do not believe in power for our government. But put competent people in that are going to follow the Constitution, that are going to care about the people, because the people ratified the state constitutions, and then the states ratified a federal government, and then the federal government is supposed to be protecting the civil liberties and the constitutional rights of the state's citizens. Instead, we have a guy that comes out of his incoherent sleep that goes, I'm reading a teleprompter. It's not my fault. It's Trump's fault. I had a date. I couldn't do anything about it. I'm going back away. I'm going back on vacation. And you guys, I stand by my decision. Goodbye. Gone. So what do we do now? What do we do as a nation? We have to keep working locally, fighting critical race theory, fighting the mask mandates, and understand that Afghanistan's going to go through a really tough period here, because now we're going to have a extremely confusing message. But keep an eye on China in Afghanistan. Keep an eye on Russia in Afghanistan. Keep an eye on Hunter's fourth laptop that's maybe floating around. And I think underneath it all, Joe somehow is going to benefit from us pulling out of Afghanistan, and so is his network of people. And it's sick, and it's part of this cabal, and it is what we get for putting a communist who's senile in the White House. So thank you again for watching. Love being on frankspeech.com in a live format, working out some bugs. So a little bumpy today, but I do thank you for watching. Again, head over to magabook.com and twillet.com if you want to connect with me, or email me at eric@forlibertysake.com. But till tomorrow, 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock out there on the East Coast. We'll see you again. And you guys have a great evening. Keep up the good fight. We're still in the greatest nation in the world. We still have our Constitution. We still have God that's on the throne, and things are going to work out. Take care.